Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So how much is one bag of ramen?
So $6 Hong Kong for a pack of noodle. The egg, it costs like $1.50 Hong Kong. So this whole entire thing costs about $10 Hong Kong. So that's about less than $1.50 US.
And how much would you sell this if it were in your restaurant?
In my restaurant? Oh la la, you could easily sell this for $100 Hong Kong, for sure.
Hi there, welcome to Quarantine Cooking. I'm Bernice Chan. With so many of us working from home, we can really use some help in the kitchen and get some comfort from food. Cooking. That's why we have this special series called Quarantine Cooking, where we ask some of Hong Kong's top chefs what they cook at home.
Hi, welcome to Quarantine Cooking. I'm Vicky Chang. I'm chef owner of Bea Restaurant in Hong Kong.
And today, Chef Vicky is going to show us how to convert a pack of humble instant noodles into a beautiful Japanese pancake called okonomiyaki in 10 minutes. When you're ready to eat,
yeah, yeah, cooking. Here we go. We will put together 1 cup of flour with 1 pinch or 1 teaspoon of baking powder. Then we're gonna stir in 1 cup of water. So basically you're making like a little slurry. Then after you have that, we will crack in 1 egg. And we're gonna stir that in as well. Okay, so now that you have that sort of batter ready, we will now move on to cooking the noodle first.
So by opening this package, you will see the pack of noodle and also the soup base in powder form and also the dehydrated vegetables. So we're gonna use all of those. The noodle, let's put it inside this pot with a lid, because this is important. Since we're not actually going to cook the noodles, we're gonna just soften it by pouring boiling water on top and cover it for 4 minutes. And during these 4 minutes, we're going to chop the shallots. We're going to cut up ham. I used a Chinese sausage today just because I love to add a Chinese element into everything we do, including Bea. After you slice all of that, we're going to go inside the saute pan right away. On medium heat, just a little bit of olive oil inside the pan. We're going to add in the shallot and we're going to add in the sausage. Saute that, and then once the noodle is done, just slightly drain it and then put it inside the pan directly. We're gonna add just 1 tablespoon of this cooking liquid inside a container, open up the soup packet and mix into basically a chili paste. Then when that's sauteing the noodles, you're gonna add all of this paste inside this the noodle, and then saute until the whole noodle look somewhat red. At that point, you need to take out the noodles. In the same pan, in goes the pan is 1 tablespoon of olive oil. Then the batter mix that we made before, we're gonna pour less than half of the mixture inside. So basically you're coating the whole entire bottom of the pan. Then while that is still runny on top, you wanna put your noodles right away on top so it sticks, it acts like glue. And then you're gonna take 2 tablespoons roughly of that same mixture and drizzle all over the noodles. And what this does is that it goes in between the crease and the noodles, and it acts exactly like glue again and holds everything together when you saute. After that, you're gonna cook it until it's golden brown on there on one side. You're gonna flip it onto the plate and the same procedure on the bottom of the pan again to set. And then you're gonna carefully take the plate, with the help of a spatula, you're going to flip upside down onto the frying pan. So now you have both sides of this noodle coated with this batter. So now you've basically made like a round closed omelet. You want to take the remaining little bit of this batter and just pour over the edge. And then by pushing in the batter with your spatula, you are basically closing in this UFO. And then final stage, I like to crack an egg into the bowl. Just mix it for 3 seconds, literally. Then you pour that on top in the middle, and you just want to use your spoon or spatula just to spread it. So you have this mixture of just egg. After 2 more minutes, you will basically have this beautifully crusted golden brown pancake. And then after, you can put in any condiments you want. As I mentioned, if you have this okonomiyaki sauce that you can buy in Japanese department shops, spread that completely over top like pancake syrup, and then drizzle on top with a little bit of mayonnaise. And then don't forget the last packet of this dehydrated vegetable that comes with the noodles. You can open that up and sprinkle on top. Now, this is already delicious to me. But of course, you can, if you have these available, you can sprinkle a little bit bonito flakes. You can put some pickled ginger, like some of these traditional condiments on top. Even the noodle, when you saute, you can add a little bit of mozzarella cheese inside, you know, or you can add extra spiciness by putting some chili powder. It's completely, completely endless. So have fun, and I hope you enjoy this recipe.
If you enjoy this recipe, or if you have your own recipe to share, please give us a shout out at Beijing Calling and at Alkira Reinfrank. You can find Eat Drink Asia on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. See you next time.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.